In the name of the risen Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. This is the night when, against the bleak backdrop of hopelessness and helplessness, all our stories of faith and triumph collide with enough force to set a spark in the darkness. When from the smoldering coals of hope and expectation, a new fire is born, and we feel the warmth of its joyous glow. And when we know in our souls that the story is not just a dream, but an ever-present and tangible reality, which each of us can hold in our hands, that light of the love of Christ that can never be extinguished. This is the night when all of creation is reminded that God created it in love, and it is good. When every land that has been desecrated by war, every creature that has been abused by hatred, every deep, dark place in creation that feels forgotten and neglected and alone, hear the whisper of God's voice proclaiming light and order and redemption. When every person who has ever been rejected or scorned or told they were not enough is reminded that you are the prized creation of God. You are worthy and you are loved. This is the night when all those who have sat under oppression, from the Hebrew people suffering in Egyptian bondage, to those struggling with the bondage of addiction or sold into the modern slavery of human trafficking, know that it might be long in arriving, but look to the light, because there is freedom and it is coming. The chains cannot hold forever, because the stronger bond is between God and His covenant people, and the Lord is coming to rescue them from all that holds them down and set them free. This is the night when all those who have wandered long in the barren wilderness, chased by tormentors from their past and blocked off from the future by seemingly insurmountable barriers, find that the land of milk and honey is not just a possibility, it is a promise. Tonight a way has been opened. Egypt cannot have you back. The desert is not a home, and the sea will not swallow you up. Look up. There is dry land, and Canaan awaits. This is the night when all who are thirsty, thirsting for meaning and purpose in an arid land, know that the cup of life is here, poured out for you and for many. So find your place at the table and drink deeply. And this is when those who are hungry and searching for fulfillment, and all those who labor on in vain because it is never enough, can eat and be satisfied and know that there is no cost, because who they are as children of God and co-heirs of Christ is more than enough. This story ends with grace falling down like rain from heaven, falling on the wicked and the righteous alike, quenching untold longings and causing the seeds to spring up in a harvest more bountiful than any could eat. So come one and all, this rain is no respecter of persons. It is grace and washes away abundant sins. This is the night when all those who have found a graveyard in the place of their hope for the future hear again the prophecy of the Lord, the slain may live. When those of us who are so overwhelmed with despair that our answers to questions of faith is like Ezekiel's doubtful, only God knows. finally learn that nothing is beyond redemption. When all who have looked out on a generation of promise and perceived only the dry skeletons of a bygone era find that in the wasteland of devastation lies a vast and mighty army, waiting for life to be breathed into them, waiting for the Spirit of God to come among them, waiting and hoping for someone to proclaim a vision and a cause worth living for. That rattling sound is bone connecting to bone and being filled out with sinew and flesh, because God is raising an army of those who know what it is to be dead and have cast it off, and they will fight for life. This is the night when in the waters of baptism we are given new life, surrounded by new family, and sealed as Christ's own forever. When no matter what hell you may find yourself stuck in, you may know that Jesus is coming for you and the gates will not hold. And in those baptismal vows, we are all reminded tonight that there is work to do. And it is ours. It is our calling to do it. This story must be told and retold. It must be felt and experienced, because the dead and the doubting and the depressed need to believe again that light conquers, love endures, and life wins. We know that the story is true, because it's woven into the fabric of our universe. Like spring flowers that break through the pavement and sprout up through the concrete ceiling of the sidewalk, striving for light and yearning for life, the power of the faith lying dormant deep in our human hearts will not be suppressed. Hunger and fatigue, Egypt and the chains, desert and depression, bones and tombs, all are true to our story. They cannot be denied or forgotten or glossed over. But they are not our absolute reality. There is what C.S. Lewis once called a deeper, older magic to the universe. The reality of a power from before the foundations were laid, older than time and more solid than matter, that which is born from the being of God. And it is life. And the eternal God came into our world and wove it into our story. Straight through the heart of sin and death, using the cross as a needle, he threaded through the opening of the tomb so that the human tapestry shimmered with the vibrancy of life. The message of this story is that death's sting is real, but it is not ultimate. The darkness may be visible, but it's not final. And sin is strong, but it will be vanquished. On this most holy night, when the sky was dark and Jesus' body was long cold, when the stone in front of the tomb was heavy and the hearts of his friends were heavier, when the eternal Father felt the loss of his only Son, God said, "No. No, that will not be the end of the story. No, there must be life, because I am the eternal and ever-living God, and all my children were created to thrive." So this is the night when darkness and death knew that their dominion had no future. Because this story, this human story that encompasses all of our stories, this story ends with light, with the light of Christ and the love of a Father and the life eternal. Because this is the night went against the rules of nature. The dawn burst forth from the darkness unexpectedly. A body rose from the grave. And angels broke into our world to proclaim the truth from all eternity. And it was this: He lives. Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.